This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Frederica Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Dynamic Landscaping, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
You are listening to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Frederica Pharmacy, Dynamic Landscaping, and by our new host for the Coaches Show this year, Nat's Landing. And now joining us, give it up for Nat's Landing. St. Simon's Tradition. Now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Howdy, sir.
Howdy. How are you?
You know what? It is better to be seen than viewed, and I'll just leave it at that.
I feel you.
So it's year number 14 for you at the helm of the Frederica Academy Knights, and have you had a more difficult offseason in these 14 years than you've had this past offseason?
We get people that come and go, just not as mass wholesale as we had, but I think our kids have responded, and we can't dwell on the past, so we've turned that page, and we're gonna go out and compete. Our kids, like I said earlier as we were talking here, they've really done a pretty good job the last 2 weeks getting prepared, and our biggest thing is going to be depth. We just don't have a ton of depth, but I think our kids are giving great effort, and that's what we ask them every year. That's the standard: is you give great effort, you go out there, and you play with a great attitude, and you try to get it done no matter what. And I think our kids are going to do that. They're up to that challenge, and it's kind of a ride or die situation. We're all in it together, and we're going to go out there and play, and they're going to give it all they've got. And the coaches are doing everything we can behind the scenes to try to get them ready. And I think the game plan is, it's pretty solid. I think the kids are starting to understand it. Mother Nature's not working with us a little bit this week, but I think our kids have done a really good job this week of trying to take what we've been in the locker room, and we've been on the board, and we've been watching film, and I think our kids have done a really good job. Today we got to go out for about an hour and a half, and I thought that they brought out there a good intensity and a good focus, and they were really, really focused on what we're trying to do, and they took things that we were showing them in film and paying attention to it. I think our kids, if you can translate that, that's what it is. That's the success. Are they translating what we're saying and going out there and doing it? And so far, they've done a pretty good week, and we still have one more day to get some work in, and just got to go out there and make it a ball game, hang around, and maybe we can make a play here and there, and next thing you know, we sneak one out.
That seems to be the strategy more times than not. All right, so for those of you who are listening at home that have not been keeping track with the Frederica Knights over the offseason, when the season ended quite ignominiously at Lake Sinclair against John Milledge Academy, regardless of the last game, the Knights were in pretty well good shape for the following year. Nine starters were scheduled to be returning and now after the off season, it's down to five. Eric Alford no longer with the team. Jalen Gibson no longer with the team. JC Wessel no longer with the team, and quite notably, Stanton Beverly, the quarterback and free safety, no longer with the team. Let's do kind of a tiger versus the field kind of thing. Which is going to be more difficult to replace, Stanton or the collective loss of the other three?
I think right now it's the collective just for depth. Depth reasons. When you got 30 kids, you still don't have a lot of depth, but we had some pretty good depth with what we had. But, now we're kind of depth depleted, but, our freshmen have to play, and you're probably going to see, six or seven of them out there on the field, six out of seven out there on the field quite a bit Friday night. So, they're just going to get thrown in the fire, and we got to go play.
You have had a reputation over the years, unfortunately, of being able to do more with less. So this is not the first time that you've had a heap and helping of freshmen on the field. And by the way, this is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So obviously with the influx of the freshmen on to the team, and you got a couple of upperclassmen that are being forced into action a little bit sooner than later. The plan was, I'm not in the coaches' meetings, but I would suspect that the plan was always let Stanton go out in the sunset for his senior year. He had one more year under his belt for Braxton Sykes before he took over as the QB1. So that's a year ahead of schedule. How's he looking so far?
I think he's done a great job. He's gotten better and better every week. Like I was saying earlier about his timing, I think maybe he was off a little bit early on, and then, of course, we discovered he couldn't see real well. So he went and got, once he got his contacts and we could find people that were open, it was crazy. It was like, God, coach, they're all open out here running around. I'm like, yeah, strange when you can't see, but it's kind of funny. But he's done really well, and I think he's been leading that offense, and he throws the ball well. And, like I said earlier, he's got some sneaky speed. He's pretty fast now. When he gets open field, he's going to be hard to pull down. And biggest thing for him was we just got to keep him healthy all year, and that's going to be a big key.
Considering the growth that he saw as a wide receiver last season especially, did you ever even toy with the idea of finding somebody else to put under center for this year?
No. We didn't bat an eye. Once I found out Stanton was gone, I made a phone call that about 10 minutes later and said, well, you're now QB1, so let's get ready to go to work. So I didn't waste any time, and I think he's done a good job. You know, he's a really great baseball player, but he's come in, he's worked, and he's done a good job. And his timing, like I said, he's starting to get his timing. And surprisingly, he runs the option really well, so he's kind of a – he's a threat. He's a dual threat quarterback, and big thing is I told him you can't take a lick. Don't get hit and continue to do your thing. But just don't take a big lick and keep playing.
Now, and it's odd that you say that. Oh, not odd, but it's interesting that you say that, because the last time you and I sat down here, a month and a half ago, I guess, you were saying that we're going to be seeing a lot more drop back passing. He was more of a pocket player and not as quite as mobile of a quarterback as Stanton was. And now you're saying that he's faster than Stanton in the open field?
He's pretty quick, I can tell you that. He can run it. So, we went from thinking that we're going to throw it a bunch to we might be 50-50. And which that's a tall tale right there for Coach Derrick to be 50-50. I'm more of a 70-30 kind of guy when it comes to run the pass. But I think Coach Irgin and he's got a lot of faith in Braxton and the skill kids that we got around him, and we can make some plays. We got a chance to be pretty successful. Like I said, talking to Jason earlier, we were very methodical offensively in our scrimmage, and I thought our kids did a really good job of just driving the ball down, taking what they gave us, and executing. And I think that's what we're going to have to do this year. It's not going to be one that we're going to run up to the line and hurry up, because we ain't got enough people to hurry up. We're just going to have to – we're going to take all 39.5 seconds and snap the ball, and we're all going to catch our breath, and there are going to be people yelling from the stands, hurry up, hurry up. And we're going to be like, no, we're going to slow down. So we got to keep everybody on the field. So that's going to be a big thing, is we're going to be on that clock early, and that's one of those things we're going to minimize the other team's possessions.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Under the Friday night lights, we're at a weekend practice. Sports injuries happen fast. But Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is already on your team. Trusted by local schools across Glynn County and coastal Georgia. Across our three clinics, we bring that same athletic expertise to active families with fast, convenient care. Backed by Southeast Georgia Health System, we're here to get you back safely in the game. Visit sghs.org/summit to learn more. That's sghs.org/SUMMIT.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which, of course, means
As always, it's time for us to talk about the health of the team. Had our first scrimmage, well, first and only scrimmage, I guess, this past Friday night. Of course, training camp being wrapped up now that we've got school starting back. What is the general health of the team? Any injuries to be concerned of, or any injuries at all, or are we pretty well, you know, what we've got is doing pretty well to start off with?
Right now we've got 24 out of 25. One senior that's probably not going to be playing. It's going to be Grant Hoger. I think he's got a concussion, so he'll probably miss the opening game. But other than that, everyone's healthy, and, you know, it's a big loss when you lose Grant because he's had a lot of experience. He's been playing for us since he was a freshman. So, you know, we just got to get guys to plug it in and play, and that's what it's got to be. Next man up, we got
to
go.
And it's always tough when a senior loses game time to injury. You know, I think back to a couple years ago, Kyle Meatball Perez, you know, having that season-ending injury early in his senior year that was supposed to have been his big, you know, send-off. And, I mean, granted, of course, that got Jordan Triplett on the field quicker than expected, so it wasn't, you know, a total loss. But you still don't like to have that senior lose that precious last couple of game times that they were expecting.
Yeah, that's true, because you don't know if you're going to be guaranteed an extra one at the end. So, you know, for him, you know, you lose a game, you may only get to play nine more. So, hopefully we get him back next week. And, you know, this week is going to be a challenge for us because he was a leader on the field, and we just got to continue to go out there and battle.
And you say he's a leader on the field. I know that that's one of the things that you preach, especially to the seniors. It's like, hey, you drive the bus, it's going to be a better ride. If I drive the bus, it's going to get bumpy. How has the senior class stepped up to deal with all the off-season losses that they've been faced with?
I think they've done a pretty good job handling the challenge. I hear them talking to the guys in the locker room every now and then. I try to let those guys do the talking. I think that Jaden Baldwin and Eli Middleton and Grant Hoder, Clay, all those guys have done a really good job in the locker room with the kids and at practice, keeping the tempo and the focus there. I think they've done a good job of leading by example. That's the key. It's one thing to talk about doing it, it's another thing to go out and do it all the time. And I think that's the biggest thing that we've had our seniors do over the years is they lead by example. And right now, that group's doing a pretty good job trying to keep everybody focused and dialed in. And they've done a pretty good job of that. Sometimes it gets challenging. The heat and everything else will lean on you. But I've seen, like, Jaylen Baldwin, he's probably gotten a little tougher as we went along just because he knows he has to be. He's being relied on. There's a lot more of us relying on him. And so for him, it's one of those things. He dinged the shoulder there the other day in the scrimmage, and he's like, can I get a play? And I was like, sure. And he turned around, went back out about two plays later. I said, how is it? He goes, it'll be okay, you know. And that's one of those things you start to see is they know that you're going to lean on them, and they've got to go out there and produce.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk about the scrimmage that we had last Friday night real quick. I headed over to Terrell Academy.
Yeah.
See, I got to shake the rust off too. 21-21 tie. Again, it seemed like, as you said, one of the biggest difficulties this team has had historically is stopping the big play, and that's what bit y'all the Friday night.
Yeah, we just gave up some big plays in the secondary, but I thought our kids did a good job offensively doing some things up front, and we moved the ball, and on defense, I thought run-wise we were pretty good. We just got to take away the big play and get them in third and fourth and long situations and not give up a big play. And sometimes it's hard to do when you got freshmen on the field and people with a little less inexperience. So I think we'll be okay over time. It's going to be tough, you know, because somebody's going to get tired. So you got to throw somebody in the fire. And so it's one of those things that's going to be – it may not show up in game one, two, or three, but it may be down the road that we start to see some improvement in that area. And it's going to be a hot season starting off. First probably four or five games, still the temperature is still going to be very warm. So trying to keep everybody hydrated and on the field is going to be a challenge.
Conditioning has always been something that you have seriously stressed over the years. And, you know, part of that is, you know, living and playing in Southeast Georgia. You don't get that fall weather until everybody else's winter.
Yeah.
Who has shown you the most, hesitate to say dedication, but who's stood out the most so far for you? Can you give us a couple names, especially of the freshmen, because we got several freshmen that are had to be contributing this year.
Well, you know, I think Joe Johnson and I think Van Johnson have done a really good job. Miles Rentz, Hayes Brock, Bentley Tanner. I guess I'm just going to say all of them because they've all had to go out there and play the whole time pretty much. They haven't been able to get off the field. You know, they're all having to get their reps in, and they're all playing well at times. You know, for where they should be at right now as freshmen. You know, poor Joe was playing wide receiver, then he had to play outside backer. He was playing corner 1 week, then we moved him from there to free safety. Now he's playing inside linebacker. So he's about to learn the whole defense, whether he wanted to or not. He's about to have to learn it. So he's went from place to place to place. You know, but I think our guys that we've been trying to develop come along, and that some of our sophomores are starting to step up. You know, Hoover, he's done a really good job. I think Colton's getting there. You know, some of our juniors, Trey Johnson's been really good up front offensively and outside linebacker. So we're starting to see improvement with guys. And, you know, is it going to be fast enough, you know? And, of course, the game's going to be physical. It's going to be hot. And the thing I tell them all the time is you got to be able to think when you're tired, and you got to be able to react still fast when you're tired. And can we do those things? And that's going to be the catch for us, is how well we play when we start to get tired. And these other guys that we've been working with, they've got to go in and play. And like I told them the other day, we can't be here, and then when we put you out there, it drops way down here. We've got to stay up here somewhere, and we got to continue to make plays. And, you know, the biggest thing is they just got to get over being timid and worried about making a mistake or, you know, somebody hitting them hard or whatever. I'm just going to tell them, and I'll put them on here, and I told them the other day, it's better to be the hitter than the hittee. So you better get it figured out pretty quick. If not, you're going to be the hitty, and it ain't very fun, and it's not going to be fun on Monday in the film room. So that's just the nature of the beast. So if they'll go out there and fly around and play with great intensity, that's what we're going to ask for, and I think they will.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
This football season, be sure to catch the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick live every Wednesday night at 7 at Nat's Landing on St. Simons in Redfern Village. With 16 TVs and the massive projector screen on the deck, Nat's Landing is your football home all season long. Fresh local shrimp from Sea Island Shrimp Company, double fried wings and more. Dine in or call 912-638-7378 for something to go. And be sure to follow Nat's Landing on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you in this segment brought to you by Dynamic Landscaping and by Nat's Landing. All right, so the Frederica Knights football season kicks off this Friday night under the Oaks against Bethesda Academy. And on paper, it looks like y'all, you're getting the buzzsaw fired up a little bit earlier this season than usual. Bethesda, a member of the South Carolina Independent Athletic Association, Independent Schools Association, have moved from Region 2, or from second to the third.
Yeah.
And coming into it as... a defending undefeated state champion outscored their team 550 something to 122, I think it was.
Yeah.
On paper, it looks like a juggernaut, and it'd be kind of hard to argue that in reality it wouldn't be a juggernaut regardless of the class difference.
Yeah, I think they come in, you know, I think for them, they're pretty loaded. They've got a lot of kids. I think he's got 50 plus on the team. I think they're 34-4 the last 3 years or something like that. So they're pretty solid. It's going to be a good – they're well coached. Coach Turner does a really good job with them, and they're going to be a tough game for us. But, hey, you know, get you prepared for what we're going to be getting into all year. There's not an easy one on the schedule. So you get yourself ready, you know. And I think that was – when we went into it, we couldn't hardly find anybody who wanted to play us. And now we're going to have to play a really good schedule all year long. And got 25 kids. We got to keep them healthy the best we can. We got to go out there and we just got to play. We're going to get a lot of experience. And so biggest thing is just go out there and execute best of our ability on Friday night and try to keep it close. You know, try not to give up any big plays. Keep it close, create a few turnovers. And then hopefully in the fourth quarter, we got a chance right there at the end to make something happen.
The coach for Bethesda, this is his 26th season coming, I think. You got to recognize that, you know, having a coach that has that kind of longevity is obviously program-wise doing something right.
Yeah, he does a great job with the kids up there. I think we've either played them or scrimmaged them, I think, every year since I've been at Frederica, pretty close, pretty much. And he's just done a really good job, and his administration's done a really good job of helping get kids in the building. That can play, and you know they've just done an outstanding job, and he's done a good job of getting them in there. And of course, he's got a pretty big area to pick from, so he's there in Savannah area. And if you've got kids that you know go from place to place, and then they land right there, and that's one of the things he's been able to do is get those right kids, and they fit in, and they've been working hard. And you can tell they're big and they're fast and they're strong, and we're gonna have our hands, you know, full all night long. So we're going to have to play really well. We're going to have to be really disciplined. Can't make turnovers, and we're going to have to create some turnovers and maybe make them make a few mistakes somewhere down the road.
Right, one of the few bright spots in the matchup is the fact that their junior, rising senior quarterback, although he was the state champion quarterback the previous year, was also the number three rusher on the team. And is the leading rusher returning to the team. The two running backs that had more yards against him graduated last year. Do you look more to one side of the ball to stop this offensive juggernaut? Do you try and limit the run to force the pass or vice versa? Try to be ready for anything?
You got to be ready for anything. They do a really good job. We've been about 50-50. They can throw it down the field. They can throw it, you know, short. They can run it up inside. They do a good job. They got a very good size, really big offensive line and a good size defensive line. So when we start getting land in the trenches, it's going to be pretty tough.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So apart from the upcoming game, probably always is the next one up is always the one that you're focused on the most. But let's be honest, how are you looking forward to the Valley game this year? Facing Stanton Beverly, for the first time in your career, I believe, facing a player that you had basically developed.
We just got to go play. It's Valwood. It's a rivalry game. It don't matter who puts on their jersey and who puts on ours. It's going to be a rivalry game. It has been. We started playing them when we first came here, and everybody thought it was crazy back then to play them, and most people think I'm still crazy, so I guess I am. It don't really matter. It doesn't matter who's over there playing for Valwood. We're going to go out there and play them, and we're going to give them the best game we can give them. And I think kids will be fired up. But as for me, it's just one of those things. It's part of the business now in high school sports. So you go about doing what you got to do, and you go focus on that when it's that time. But right now, it's not that time. Our time is getting ready for Bethesda, and we're going to take it one game at a time, and we're going to try to get our kids better and better every week, and that's the goal, is to get ourselves in the playoffs and then hopefully make some noise when we get there. And, you know, that's going to be the key. How healthy can we keep our kids? Can we improve week to week? And can we get ourselves into the playoffs? And that's going to be the goal. I think right now, you know, the big rivalry game will be right there at the end with Bullock if we're able to, you know, knock off St. Andrews and knock off Savannah Country Day somehow and have a chance to play for a region championship also. That, I know that sounds crazy, but that's our goal here. Standard's a standard. Win the region and be in the playoffs and to play with intensity and emotion and play hard. And I think our kids are not going to let us down in that aspect.
Just making sure that that I understand this right, Pinewood is no longer a region team.
Pinewood's double A now. Them and Valwood are both double A. They both dropped down. That's just a game. But, of course, every game counts in the rankings, so you have to get yourself ready. And we got to go play really, really well. And so we got to have some kids, you know, we got to make plays, and hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we can find some guys every other week that step up and make some plays. And going into this game, I think for Bethesda, the guys, it's got to be really good. Our O-line's got to be really good. Our D-line's got to be really good. And I think Turner Rance is going to have a really good game at center up front. And I think Jack Tronlon at nose guard. I know it sounds really weird because we're right in the middle, but we've got to be able to do a few things to control the line of scrimmage, and those two guys are going to be pretty important on Friday night.
Final 60 seconds. Let's talk about how do you fill the shoes of both the kicker and homecoming queen?
Well, I don't know if anybody wants to be the homecoming queen. I mean, they may. I'm not sure. You know.
It's 2026. Who knows?
I never know. Sal may be up for it. I'm not sure, but I don't think so. But I think Sal's done a good job of coming in, you know, and trying to take care of the kicking duties. You know, it's one of those things he told me the other day. He said, "Coach, it's all about timing." I'm like, "Yep, sure is." And I think you kind of take it for granted how good Mary Ford was for 4 years. She was just – it was one of them, you know, you didn't have to worry about it. Yeah, she's going to go in there and hit the extra point, and then all of a sudden – she graduated. I'm like, dang, Mary Ford, why'd you do that? But you got Sal and those guys, and I think he's done a good job. I think he'll be fine once he gets to playing and gets some experience. He'll be good. I think he's done a good job so far.
The 16th season of Frederica Academy Knights football kicks off this Friday night, 7:30 p.m. under the Oaks against Bethesda Academy. And, of course, we will be right here at Nats Landing, 7 o'clock-ish, every Wednesday night throughout the entirety of the 2026 season. Come join us, please. We'd love to have you down here. Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. See you under the Oaks Friday. See you back at Nats next Wednesday. Jeff Doak signing off.
Go Knights.